Hashtag childish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that said, this is Y&B Collins. I'm joined with
Brother Wolf here.
And I'm also joined with
Rev Ross.
This is the Benchmark Podcast. We try to do a little bit of critical thinking, a little bit of intelligence, put it together and get a better result. This is an easy one, a chill one, but it's one of those you need to be cognizant of. It's spring cleaning. And I don't mean like, oh, get rid of that one jacket or, you know, make sure to... No. Be prepared for the season itself. So as an older guy, I'm starting to get afflicted by more maladies. I hurt for no reason. There's an ache in my thigh, not in my knee now.
Right.
Dumb stuff like that. And also, living in New Orleans, subtropical, sub-equatorial, depending on how you want to call it, we have different concerns. So if you live around this area, you might want to consider doing some of these things. So the first one you want to do is clean out all your filters, all your fans. Why? Because you probably have a layer of gunk on it that's fudging nasty.
Let's
try to make it at least a PG. And so nasty that all you're doing is what? Spreading it out through the house again. Whether it be a ceiling fan, whether it be a box fan, whether it be an AC. Have you cleaned your filters lately? Because if not, all you're doing is spreading funk throughout the house and you're just making yourself sick. I don't think that's the best move. I literally took, sat down, put an album on, and I got a screwdriver, undid my box fan, and wiped down the fan blades, both sides. Cleaned out everything, and you know what happened? All of a sudden, it looked like it was factory new. And all it took was 10 minutes of elbow grease. Went ahead and undid the screws, put them in a container so I wouldn't lose them. Wiped everything down. I had some old rags, old clothes for rags. And then boom, it's moving that much more. It's moving the air throughout the house. And all of a sudden, I won't have to put the AC on. And anybody who lives in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Louisiana, Georgia, if you know about this southern heat and how the sun beats your ass, you're not trying to go ahead and get that energy bill a little too high too early. Fair?
Fair.
Rev, you agree?
100% on that one.
So it's one of those easy ones, and Lord forbid you have sinus or allergy problems with pollen going through the air. All you're doing is just cycling your house and making yourself sick for no reason.
Trees are like bad Peter Norris. They're just like going all over the place.
I thought we were keeping this PG-ish.
Who said that?
I did. Oh, so we're not?
When? Did we say it in front of everybody? Like, did we make that decision? Did we say, oh, we're doing... Well, dang, I wish I would have known. Now I'm not going to use it.
Hold on.
How about this? We could do PG from now on.
What does that say right there?
Oh, my God.
you did it, not me.
Okay, so nobody knows who Peter North is. It's an old reference. Nobody knows it.
We have Google.
My brothers, I believe y'all both need to watch y'all tone.
I was. It's the old one over here. It's Captain Elderly that don't know how to act right. But moving on, though, like, dead ass. Like, if you can unscrew your fans, and one of the things I've done, I had a box fan where go to the yard, get your hose, unplug the fan, give it a little bit of time to make sure there's no back charge, make sure the thing is fully grounded and discharged, and you take a good hose and wash that out, and you'll just see the crud coming out. You know, once you go ahead and clean that, give it a day and a half to dry out, put it back, all of a sudden, boom, you've got a working fan, and it feels cooler, it's circulating better, so forth and so on, and it makes all the difference, you know what I mean? So that's one of the ones that I like to do.
I'm imagining, because like me being an asthmatic, that would be very important in order to go ahead and do that. And oftentimes we wind up getting to the point where we're not sure why we're getting sick. And it could be something that you don't really see. And that's one of those things, like you just said.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I have HIPAA filters in my home, because I don't need to get myself sicker. And as someone who lives in New Orleans in an old uptown home, there are things that you just can't control. And I'm not saying I have asbestos in my house, but I am pretty sure I have something somewhere that I don't want to have. You know what I mean? Like, Lord forbid, like, I have a friend of mine who's currently doing some home renovations, and he's about to lose all his money because guess what happened? a pipe was leaking up top. It ruined the all the. I wish you could have seen my brother's face, from basically from the roof all the way down, basically the whole side of the wall. Mold, mildew had to be ripped out. And if that's circulating in the house, you're getting sick and you don't know why.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at least if you can change the filter, change the fan. If you see that, if you clean your filter regularly and it's regularly got gunk in it, maybe that's something you need to inspect and check out. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it could be one of those things in which, like I was saying before, there are diseases, especially we live in a COVID age. Don't pretend it doesn't exist just because you don't hear about it on the news every 5 minutes. But what happens is they keep recirculating around the same buildings in which you're in. It was one of the key things that they brought up during the very beginning days of the pandemic, and it did not stop just because we're not in the middle of a pandemic anymore,
yeah.
Which is the fact that diseases circulate just like everything else does, you know?
Yeah, and one of the things that I'm concerned is that as we heat up, we will have more viable surfaces for bacteria and whatnot to live on. So, yes, there should be some spring cleaning where you take a good day and get your disinfectant of choice. I'm not going to tell you what the disinfectant is, whether it be bleach, whether it be some random spray Lysol, whatever the disinfectant is. Make sure you're sanitizing, not cleaning, but sanitizing all your surfaces. And one thing that I don't think people do as well, a lot of things have handles and you touch them. Refrigerator handles, doorknobs, cabinetry handles. When's the last time you wiped down your washing machine?
Good point.
You put the dirty clothes in, but do you wipe it down to make sure the area around is clean?
I mean, another thing is cleaning cycles for different appliances like that. Washing machines have cleaning cycles.
Yeah.
They have cleaning. Dishwashers have cleaning cycles. Mm-hmm. The stove, even though that sucker heats up like a mother clucker if you do it.
Mother clucker, what are you, Big Smoke? I want 2 number 9s.
Keeping it G-rated. That thing heats up. And, you know, but the thing is it gets rid of all of that gunk that was staying there that might cause something to be on your food that you don't want to have on there because it's been built up over time and you haven't gotten rid of it.
Exactly. Like another favorite of mine is I want to give a shout out. There's a YouTuber. His name is Derek with 2 R's. He does YouTube shorts. And he said he was incarcerated. You know, whatever. I don't know your life and I'm not going to go ahead and get behind your past and hopefully judge you forever unless you did something really horrible. But you've atoned, moving on, don't make the same mistake. But one of the things he does is he'll go ahead and show you how easy it is to repair a washer and a dryer, and sometimes the agitator shakes so much that you've just uncoupled a connection, and what was a broken dryer just was uncoupled. Or the fact that you need to go ahead and remove this layer of crud, and all of a sudden your washer's cleaning just as well as brand new. And it took a few seconds with a drill to undo it, remove the housing, clean it up, and you're done. 30 minutes of repair saved you, you know, another 5 years on your washer or your dryer, whatever the case may be. Rev, we've been running our miles. You have something you want to add on these concepts?
It's just being aware of the things that we use every day to clean, keep ourselves clean, and keep our stuff clean, and everything has to be cleaned as well. Just paying attention to that type of stuff.
Fair enough, but...
You know, like your dishwasher, clean out the filters in your dishwasher.
Yeah,
good one. Your washer and dryer, and your washer especially, the center tumbler thing, there's a little catch in the middle that catches anything, all the dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
You want to clean that out, because it gets nasty.
Very nasty.
Mrs. Jackson nasty, or you know?
I mean, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, there's dumb stuff like that. So clean your surfaces, your filters, your fans, you know, whatever you're touching, whatever is making stuff touch you, make sure that stuff gets clean.
Old people used to say, take care of the things that take care of you.
That includes your linens.
Yeah.
Your sheets, your towels, you know. When's the case in point? I do it pretty regularly, at least once a month. When's the last time you wiped down your couch?
Wow. Truth.
You know, and I tell it to everybody, I'm like, if you're from like some families, the plastic's still on it.
it's funny, but I listen to a pastor at my church that says all the time, if you can't say amen, say ouch.
Fair enough. But moving on, the next one is this one. And what typically happens is around this time we have spring cleaning, graduation, Mother's Day, and if you have graduation, it's move-out time. One of my favorite things to do is drive around if you live in a college town, and just people are just getting rid of brand new whole furniture, clothes, whatever. It's like they can't bring it with them, so they're just putting it on the curb, and whoever takes it,
yard sales all down the street.
Yeah, you know, and if you need something, let's say you need, you know, one of my favorite Reddits, or subreddits, I should say, was poverty finance, because everybody's good to talk about finance when, you know, your 401k and all that. 401k, I know some people who don't have $50 in their savings account. You know, there's some people who go ahead and go from a mattress to a mattress and a box spring, and that was a huge accomplishment for them. And I've been that person before, so I get it. And this is one of those things where if you know it's coming, do one of two things. Go take advantage of it. So if you are trying to sell stuff, be one of the first on your block to do it. Get that stuff out of here early. You know you don't want it. You know you need a little bit of extra money. So eBay it, whatnot it, whatever you're doing, put it out there and make your money. Or if you need it, be aware that it's coming. Take another $10, $20, put it to the side. So that way when it happens and you need a new piece of glassware, you might need a new pan, you might need a new pot, you might need a table or whatever, you can do it with no problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It all makes sense. I remember one time in which I came over here by my brother, and we on the way over here, we ran across a yard sale that they had, and he found some very nice pots from over there. I'm trying to remember all of the stuff that we got, but it was like,
I got stuff for my goddaughter too.
We found some nice jewelry. The plethora of stuff you can find from off of other people doing the same thing, just doing spring cleaning. So just like them, it goes both ways. Yeah, you never know what kind of treasures you can find, and you also know you never know how much money you can actually make off of doing it yourself. And it's just stuff that you was just letting sit there and go to waste.
Everyone's saying, you're telling me you couldn't use an extra $100 right now? Exactly. Whether it's to have a nice meal, to put it on, you know, to put your $100 on black, you know what I mean? Whatever the case you want to do.
I mean, summer's vacation season. Who wouldn't want to have some nice extra money to go on vacation with?
Preach.
So there you go.
Rev?
I mean, every night. Extra money's always nice.
Exactly, you know. And that's one of those, I'm always selling stuff on eBay. I got to go to eBay 9. I found 3 corded mice, sold them as a bundle, and I'm gotten $7 for it. That's $7 in my pocket. I'm going to take that and put it to, once I'm done selling for the season, put that in a CD, make a little bit of money. Not something, but you got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? But last and not least, spring, summer, we're now getting into a hotter season. And what do we want to do? We want to make sure we rotate our fridge and our pantry. Why? If you love some fresh fruit, this is the time of the year for it. I just bought some strawberries from the store, and they look good. And gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and eat the hell out of them. Some tomatoes, I want to make some sauce, you know what I mean? All that kind of fun stuff. And what am I going to do? Clean out my pantry. I know I got some rice I need to get rid of. I know I got some random canned this to get rid of. How many times, and this is a pet peeve of mine, how many times have you or someone you know given food away to a food drive and the shit was expired? That's not cool.
Right.
And I don't mean like, oh, maybe it's a few days. Oh, no, this shit expired in 2014.
Right, something like that.
Like, that's so not cool.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the thing about cleaning out your refrigerator and everything like that, and there are times in which, and it kind of makes me feel silly sometimes, but you go to a store and you get stuff and you realize you don't have room to put it up. And then you look at the reason why, and it's because you got all kinds of stuff in your refrigerator in which either may have expired or you know you're not really going to eat. Like, so why do you have it in there taking up room? Why do you have it wasting space in which you know you could put something that you could actually utilize and properly use?
Preach, Pastor.
So that's the whole thing, you know?
Rev?
Well, like I said, man, it's just I'm sorry, guys. My head's hurting a little bit.
If that bad a day at work?
It's a little hard for me to focus. Yeah.
Well, think about it like this. You're not still there. That is a plus.
Right. Definitely. I know the feeling, Rev. Remember that.
Incorrect. We all know the feeling. Right. And as for those in podcast land and everywhere, there's somebody at your job that you believe needs to be taken out back behind the barn and shown these are manners. These are not manners. You want to try again?
I mean, there have been times when I've told this one person, be professional. And they looked at me like they didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
To be fair, I do believe most people don't know what that means. But no, it's one of those clean out your fridge and your pantry too, because it appalls me as a current bartender when I go through and I clean my bar and I see how many full drinks I throw away. When I worked at the restaurant, the amount of full plate, like people would leave their to-go plates. And I thought it was an honest to God mistake. And I literally like would bag it up and put it to the side and be like, you know, table 17, you know, the family from across the street. I know who that is. And they just didn't come back. And I'm like, this is a meal. Right. Maybe I'm a little too poor. And I'm like, that's another thing. Or even just convenience where I don't have to cook again.
Right.
You know what I mean? But no, you just let that go to waste. What the hell? And if you clean out your fridge, you could see what's in your fridge. You don't have to go ahead and say, well, I don't know what's behind this. No, clean that shit out, get rid of it, move on. You know what I mean? So that's just my little quick hints to go ahead and clean out your fridge and your pantry so that way you can eat healthy. Get rid of some of that crap, some of that old stuff. Get the fresh fruit, the fresh vegetables, the fresh cuts of meat or fish, or however your diet works, and enjoy that good food. Clean out your filters and your fans to make sure, and your surfaces, to make sure you're doing what? Living well, and make sure you're not making yourself sick for no reason, and get that extra money, because if spring cleaning is going to happen, be ahead of the curve. Be aware of what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Get what's necessary, make your money, and move on. You have anything you want to add, Rev Ross?
Not too much, man. You've covered a lot of, you know, just about everything, you know, just making sure that you, again, I can't help but reiterate what my brother Lowe said earlier, to take care of the things that take care of you, including your car. Don't forget your vehicle.
Oh, good
that
one.
That means making sure that all of your all fluids are changed. That makes make sure that your brake tags and stuff are up to date.
Yeah.
And also, you just reminded me, your air filter. Let's say your air condition isn't working correctly in your car. Let's say it's not it's not keeping you cool enough. You know what the most likely cause of that is? A dirty air filter. So get that bad boy. If you don't know how to do it, get somebody else. Get your same person that does your oil change and all to clean that out.
And let's be real. You probably can look it up on YouTube University.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so what are you doing? That's my Seinfeld for the day.
Yep.
So with that, brother, I do believe it's closing time.
I believe so, sir. With that said, cheers.
Definitely.
This is YNB Collins.
Brother Wolf.
And of course, finally,
Rev Ross.
We're the Benchmark Podcast. Hopefully we made life a little bit better for you all.
Thank you for listening to the Benchmark Podcast, a product of Benchmark Media, LLC. We would like to remind our listeners that the views and opinions expressed in this review are strictly the views and opinions of each individual and does not reflect the stance of Benchmark Media. Any opinion stated is not to be construed as professional advice or help. Our intro and outro music is Acid Trumpet by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under the Creative Commons. Remember to contact us at therealbenchmarkpodcast@gmail.com or our website, www.therealbenchmarkpodcast.com. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook or Instagram. And if you'd like to be a friend of the show, you can donate to us via our PayPal and buy Collins a drink.